Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. This is the 80th edition of the Mostra de Venezia, and we're here with Malgorzata Szumowska and Michal Englert, directors of Woman Off.
Hello.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
We're happy to be here.
In competition for the Golden Lion, of course, here in Venice. How do you feel about that, about competing for such a great prize?
Excited,
but being here in official selection, I think this is enough prize because it's a beautiful platform to present your movie. And so the fact that we're here is already very important for us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say, a very Polish story. It says many things about your country. Do you think directors have this mission of delivering a message with the film, like saying something about, in this case, your country, or how trans people are treated in your country?
Of course. I mean, these days, especially in the era of platforms and content, I think the real films and outdoor cinema, which has place here at Venice Film Festival, it has to speak, because we are living in very difficult times and we are facing the big change in the world, like on many, it has many vectors. We don't know in what kind of future our kids gonna live their lives. So I think there is only actually one reason to do the films, trying to change something in the mentality, in the society, and having the faith that it's possible. Mm-hmm. So I do believe in cinema, viva la cinema, I do believe in art. And yes, the situation in LGBT plus Poland, people in Poland, is very bad. Their human rights are very often
not respected.
There is no law to protect those people in Poland. So yes, we are trying to change that with our film, or to try to change that.
Yeah, to be heard. But you said that the movie is very Polish, but as we can see the first reactions, and that I think that's the power of cinema, that it resonates within the world. So we meet so many people, and they find some similarity, and this is a link to probably more universal problems internationally.
Mm-hmm. The general landscape you're depicting is pretty clear, but was there a first seed, something that planted the idea in your brains of writing this script and doing this film?
I think we, if, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we always start with the characters.
Okay.
So we always we did a very huge research. So we, as we just like always favoring the human side of our story, and it's very, we always have this kind of individuals, and we follow the story on the big screen. I think it helps to identify for the audience. So I think this time was the same. I think we first maybe we've imagined some Aniela in our minds, but then we started to research and we found so many Anielas in our country, on small villages, in the big towns. So we condensated so many life stories into this main couple's story. So I think the first seed, and let's say first impression, was always a human.
And how does it work, working with more than one actor or actress for the same role? I mean, because you have to I don't know how to say it in English. You have to
to
procure and have two similar people, but they are two different persons, right?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like. It's a special film because, you know, the story takes almost 50 years of her life. So how? It was not other choice. We should use like almost three actors. We didn't think about it very much. We've been trying to concentrate on the physical aspects, if they are kind of similar, you know, because people very much change through their life. And then we just start to believe that audience will believe that this is like the same character, because we are really changing. Sometimes I'm not recognizing people I met after 25 years. You know what
happens,
I mean?
Yeah.
So we've been thinking about this, but not so much, especially that the first part is only 25 minutes, and then we have already Aniela
played by
Małgorzata Hajewska. Yeah. But of course, if you're asking of the technical question, it's better to start with her and then try to adapt the Mateusz, the younger actor, to her.
Mm-hmm. I understand. I think our time's up. Thank you very much, Małgorzata and Michal, for your film and for being here. Womanov, this was an interview for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Thank you.
Ciao.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.